This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a very, very good 18 months for big oil and gas companies, which have profited handsomely from spiking energy prices since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It is uncontroversial to say, though, that the more fossil fuels we use, the worse it is for the planet, which prompts me to mention a recent report from the International Energy Agency that finds that an investment of just $75 billion, yes, real money, but I say just because that $75 billion is just 2% of the oil and gas industry's profits last year. The International Energy Agency says that would go a long way toward cutting emissions of methane, the main ingredient in natural gas, and, as it happens, also one of the biggest contributors to global warming. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more on that from just outside Bakersfield, California.
On a stretch of highway surrounded by a patchwork of cornfields and oil rigs, Cesar Aguirre from the Central California Environmental Justice Network fires up a very expensive and very loud infrared camera. He aims it at the rusting metal columns and pipes of a refinery that's operated here for the last 9 decades.
This big tail right here, those are all emissions that are coming off of the flare.
A stream of hydrocarbons visible in the camera's viewfinder can be hard to see with the naked eye.
And there's dozens of pinhole leaks inside of this operation.
Aguirre is out surveying facilities like this all the time. Today, he'll be filing a report with state regulators on emissions coming off a tank on the refinery's grounds.
I can see here that the black tube has a hatch that's open, and it looks like it's just blowing out into the open air.
While a lot of us associate carbon dioxide, or CO2, with global warming, Arvind Ravi Kumar, co-director of the Energy Emissions Modeling and Data Lab at UT Austin, says in the near term, methane is much more harmful.
Methane has over 80 times the warming impacts of carbon dioxide.
The compound lasts an average of 12 years in the atmosphere, and so, Ravi Kumar says,
if we immediately and quickly reduce man-made methane emissions now, we should start seeing the effect of those reductions within our lifetimes.
A cadre of governments, scientists, tech startups, and even the oil and gas industry itself all say they're working on it. Aaron Padilla is vice president of corporate policy at the American Petroleum Institute, a trade group.
We are a major source of methane emissions in the United States and globally, alongside agriculture and other natural sources. And so we know that we need to do our part to reduce methane emissions.
And it's made that a priority, Padilla says. He believes they've had some success.
When you can prevent methane from leaking or being emitted, then there's more natural gas that you can sell and that consumers can use as energy.
Late last month, the EPA and the Department of Energy announced around $1.5 billion in Inflation Reduction Act funding to track and reduce methane emissions from oil and gas operations. The EPA is also developing new regulations aimed at improving the accuracy of the industry's reported emissions for methane and other greenhouse gases. This older well was audibly leaking when Clark Williams Derry of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis stumbled across it on a trip to the Bakersfield area last year. California's Central Valley is dotted with older wells.
When it's so easy for an amateur to walk out into the field and find a hissing well, you know the problem is real.
It might make some economic sense for industry players to capture methane escaping from active equipment, but with the older stuff,
cleanup is just an expense. There is very little benefit to these companies to pay for the sometimes tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars that it can cost to plug and properly abandon an idle well.
He says methane emissions from these wells may be invisible, but that doesn't reduce the climate and safety threat they pose. In Lamont, California, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.